This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on our business spotlight, we are chatting to someone who proves that you're never too young to turn a simple idea into something truly special. At just 15 years old, Chloe Gardner started knitting quirky, lovable little characters as part of a school project. Fast forward a few years and that project has grown into the Wonky Woolens, which is a successful Irish business built on creativity, community and fair trade craftsmanship. Chloe, delighted to have you on iRadio's group chat this evening. Also obsessed, I know that the listener cannot see this, but in the background of this video call that I have with Chloe, she has got some of the Wonky Woolens characters on display. Obsessed with them. Do take us back to the very beginning though. Where did the idea for this business come from? And what inspired you to start creating these characters when you were just 15?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so crazy when I look back, but the Wonky Woolens began when I was 15 years old in my parents' living room with literally 50 euro and a box of wool. My granny had all these toys that she passed through our family for years. And I kind of realized that as kids, we'd always play with them that bit more because they had this wonky handmade character. And they'd also lasted for generations because they've been made with these high quality materials and these traditional techniques. So I kind of began to realize that that just didn't exist anymore. I thought toys had kind of lost that handmade individuality and character. And I'd always been good at crochet and I'd always made toys. So I began the Wonky Woolens as a TY school project.
And now look at it now. I mean, it's just grown into something so much more than that. And what started as that school project now is your entire business, which is amazing. When did you realise, though, that it could be more than a hobby and actually become something that was profitable?
Yeah, I think like from very, very early on, there was just something about the product that I thought there's something there and they can go really far. And I know it's not really very businessy to say, but when you looked at them, I just saw potential. And I think when I started it in TY, we were the only business that sold out of all our products at the stand. And I mean, like, it was so small, the products were nothing like they were today. But that sellout kind of encouraged me. And then we kept going to kind of craft fairs throughout my time in school. And we just kept on selling and doing quite well. So I think ultimately it was the constant selling out of product that I went, right, there's something about this that can go far.
For such a young entrepreneur, what were the biggest challenges for you in turning handmade toys into something that was a growing business?
Yeah, I think for me in the beginning, I wasn't really taken seriously by a lot of people. I think they saw a 15, 16 year old kind of coming to these events to kind of pitch the business. And it was like, okay, what, they're handmade toys and, you know, it's cute and it's sweet. And I was always just told, well, go to college and forget about it. But I mean, we've always been profitable. The business has always done really well. So I think they were kind of so focused on just looking at me and not looking at what the business was. I found that really difficult. And it was really discouraging to have that level of just go to college and forget about it. But I think I was able to keep on going. And as the business grew, we got a lot of issues with the likes of production. Like, I was still making all of the toys in my parents' living room, you know, and we were getting all these orders in. We were being featured really heavily in the media and things. And it just got to a point where I realized I couldn't keep up with demand. So I made the decision to outsource production. And now we work with, you know, not-for-profits and social enterprises all over the world. So I think they were kind of the major issues, but luckily I kept going. And now we've been able to impact about 150 women worldwide who make our toys.
Can you talk us through the impact that that partnership is having on their lives and their communities?
Yeah, I mean, it was really important for me that we could be in business for more than a reason just to make money. I think that, you know, far too many products in today's world are made with absolutely no care for the impact that they make on the world or the people who made them. So that's what I was really, really keen to change. So what we do is we partner with not-for-profits, social enterprises, trade manufacturers all over the world, like Morocco, Turkey, Nepal. And these organizations, they all do the same work. So they employ, support and educate women who are marginalized or for whatever reason can't get access to work. So we're able to train these ladies to make our toys, provide them with fair wages and further education. And I mean, some women have gone from within those organizations to having no work, to then joining the organization, making handmade products, and then getting the further education to maybe open their own businesses or become teachers. So it's all about lifting people and their families up in the world, while also bringing joy to our makers and joys to the people that receive our toys too.
that's such a lovely thing to have incorporated with your business. And I know it's not even just about impacting the lives of these women. You also, you make sure your brand is ethical and fair trade production. Why was that something that was so important to you?
Well, I think for me, like, entrepreneurship isn't an easy road. And I don't think anyone who's in it for the right reasons is in it for the money. And the thing as well is that my granny, who inspired the whole thing, and even myself, was always so supportive of charities and organizations that supported women. So I think there was a part from granny, and there was also the part from me, where the woolens bring so much joy to kids and to everyone they meet. Like, nobody can walk past a woolen and not smile. And I thought it would not make sense for me to have those toys that bring so much joy to people manufactured in a faceless factory somewhere where I can't guarantee they're being ethically made, especially because they're crocheted, and crochet cannot be done by machine. And I mean, myself, I spent years making these toys, working like 20 hours a day. I knew, not to say suffering, but I knew what goes into making them. It's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and I just did not want it to not be fair trade in any way, shape or form.
Your toys are described as heirloom quality now and built to last. What does that mean to you, and how do you approach creating something that's meant to be passed down for generations?
Yeah, again, like, because of Granny's products, they have been in my family for years. And again, we live in a world where there's a lot of fast fashion, and I like to think of the woolens as being the slow fashion equivalent of toys, because things should be made to last these days. Especially, I think we all have like either a blanket or a teddy from our childhood that we still have. And I found that toys I got as a kid, they kind of weren't lasting, or there was so many toys I got when I was a child. And there was like the knitted ones or the handmade ones were the ones that I'd always remembered, especially my granny's ones. And whenever I looked at them, they kind of served as a connection between us in a way that the mass produced kind of more generic toys didn't. So there's a sustainability part of it, and also the emotional aspect of having something that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And hopefully with woolens, we want the child who receives it maybe this Christmas to then in 80, 90 or even 100 years, pass that toy down to the next generation and tell the story of the gifter. So that's really what we're all about.
I have to say, I have my own really special teddy at home who is now the same age as me, 26, and he's not looking too bad. He's held up really, really well. He was a good quality toy when they bought him, and it's so surreal to think that, like, I could be showing him to my kids or my grandkids someday. But I won't lie, I have in the past been worried about, you know, oh gosh, what if something happens to him? So it's such a quirky part of it that your products are kind of being guaranteed to stand the test of time and like age with you and age well with you. And for other young people who might be listening this evening, who might have a passion project of themselves, what is one piece of advice that you'd give them about turning an idea into a business?
I would genuinely, I know it's doesn't sound very complex, but just do it. I think I had a lot of doubters, and I think I only had about one person before we got all the awards who really believed in the business. So it's important you find that mentor and find that person who can back you and believe in you and help you. But I would say just start, just do it. Don't listen to the people who are saying, you know, just go to college, just give it up. Because of this business, I had a full scholarship to college. I was able to, my parents didn't have to pay a dime. So there are huge benefits to doing this, even if it doesn't end up being a massive success. The learning and how much you grow as a result of having a business is worth it. So I would say just go for it.
What is next then for the Wonky Woolens? Do we have any new characters or plans or big goals on the horizon for you?
There's always new characters coming along. We're developing, I think, a few kangaroos at the minute. But I think for us, we just want to keep on growing. You know, we're looking towards new markets like in the UK and in Europe. So I think it's all about just growing the business and continuing on to grow our impact and, you know, make more kangaroos and giraffes.
Which is what we all want, to be fair. The last question I always ask people on the Business Spotlight is, if you could shout out another business or a local entrepreneur that you really like on iRadio's group chat, who would it be?
I think the business that I would want to shout out is Nine Arrow. It's run by Catherine. We were friends, we were stand buddies at Bloom this year. So this products are beautiful, beautiful prints with the Irish language and wildlife and just really stunning. So definitely check them out, because I'll be doing my Christmas shopping there too.
Well, thanks so much for the recommendation, Chloe. I'll always love having some other things to add to my list. And the Wonky Woolens is now certainly on it as well. So thanks so much for hopping on to iRadio's group chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.